money. Stick around. I got my buddy Jesse in. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. First, we're going to, we have attorney Mo DeWitt in here, by the way, of the Mo DeWitt Law Firm. 866-CALL-MO with an E, or just call Mo.com. You can ask him any questions. You can call in now and ask him. Or you can go to Mo. Where do they go?
JustCallMo.com.
JustCallMo.com. That's where you can ask questions as well. Sue, you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, just a comment. I hopped in my car and heard you guys talking about the narcissism of O.J. Simpson. And
yes.
I was just, you know, in my early 20s when that trial happened, and I remember listening to it, and I had just happened to be in Georgia, and the demographic was a little different than where I had moved from. And the sad thing was they really, really were focusing more on making it a black-white issue instead of just focusing on him as a man. And, you know, the fact that you brought up narcissism, like, nobody was really focused in on the psychology of the whole thing. And that is so, so true. A narcissist cannot stand to be left behind. They need to know you need them. And if they had, like, the abusive relationship that was portrayed and she tried to move on,
yeah,
and he even, I mean, he, we could go deeper and say, what if he was a sociopath?
Well, you know, he is a sociopath. He was a sociopath.
Let me tell you who
made it about race. The cop Mark Furman did he was the one that really brought race to the fore by planting evidence and also by comments made in the past while on duty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So once your star witness introduces race, and Mo DeWitt, correct me if I'm wrong because you're the attorney, once they introduce that element, then absolutely everybody's going to latch on to it.
Yeah, I mean, it derailed. That derailed the entire trial. And,
right,
you know, there was a climate in that area at the time,
right,
of, you know, racial profiling by the police and kind of a history of this. So the second that got brought in,
it derailed
the entire trial.
Yeah.
Now, the other interesting thing was, I was just going to say,
a prosecutor, a defense attorney is going to use every tool at their disposal, even if it's not really related, to try and get that client off.
They're trying to poke holes in the case, right?
Right,
because they have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. You're trying to create reasonable doubt. So when that comes up, they're going to use that race element as reasonable doubt.
Right.
The other thing I was going to say is that, you know, that was really the first case, at least high profile case, where DNA evidence was used.
And the defense,
I mean, the defense basically tried to discredit the DNA evidence, which is almost laughable today. But at the time, nobody had really heard of it. It was a new science,
right,
even though it was very reliable. You know, they basically were able to discredit the DNA experts on the stand where the jury didn't believe them.
Which would probably never happen today.
Can I just make a quick comment
on that?
Sure.
You know, think of the mental health element. Nobody talked about that back then. But nowadays, bringing in a psychologist onto the case, maybe they did, and I was just too young to really have paid attention that closely. But having been through a relationship and literally having someone I narrowly avoid being murdered, I'm not kidding, by a sociopathic boyfriend, I'm not kidding. When they are done with you, you are in trouble. And the difference with a psychopath from a sociopath is that a sociopath is not always a narcissist, but a sociopath is, and a sociopath is made from trauma. And, like, nobody talks about that back then. They're starting to now. This type of really dangerous personality profile is really more common. And that's him.
Well, I don't want to disparage the term narcissist, because everybody talking on a microphone on the radio is a narcissist. Everybody that plays professional sports are narcissists. That's not true.
Wait a minute, though. The term narcissist, you cannot be diagnosed a narcissist. It's not a personality disorder. It is
I'm gonna disagree with you. I think it is a personality disorder, but just to address what Spike said, having an ego and being a narcissist are two different things.
They're just two different words.
And that's because they're two different things.
Thank you for pointing that out.
But most narcissists are people who succeed. Well, I shouldn't say succeed. They make it to the next professional in professional sports. They make it in music. They make it in radio.
I disagree.
You don't have to be a narcissist
to be a successful artist.
Why else would you want to perform in front of a lot of people.
You love what you do.
And you want people to see it.
You want people to see the fruits of your creativity and whatever. But that doesn't make you a narcissist, Spike. Well, that doesn't necessarily make you. It makes you an artist. It makes you an athlete. That's what it makes.
We are all led by our ego. And that's not meaning like a bad thing. We are. Right. We're led by our ego. And we all have a side of us that has narcissistic traits. It's just that when you have somebody like that or people in power, a president, head of a, you know, a CEO of a company, yes, these athletes, that their ego is through the roof because they know they're amazing. But, you know, you can have narcissistic traits and your ego leads you, and then your people label them, you're a narcissist, but it's not all or none. Yes, you can be a complete narcissist.
Narcissist is an extreme self-involved to the degree
What did it say? The first word you said, extreme. Okay, everybody that has an ego doesn't have an extreme ego. The first word on that definition.
How are you going to say that?
It's the first word of the definition, Spike.
I understand the first word, but you can't say that means that egos don't have it.
What I'm saying to you is, Spike, not everybody that has an ego has the extreme tendencies that make them narcissists, Spike. That's just not true. There's a lot of successful people that have never, ever, ever explained any narcissistic tendencies.
Only person I can think of is Gandhi.
Okay, Spike. Anyhow.
I mean, there may be certain professions that have a higher percentage.
Percentage, correct. Correct. Absolutely.
To say that because somebody is a performer or on a big stage makes them a narcissist, I don't think would be accurate.
No, not at all.
There's garbage men who are narcissists. There's people who work in offices who are narcissists. There's people in all areas of life that are narcissists.
People at Burger King that are narcissists.
But I'm talking about the people who made it to the elite professions.
That's usually based on some sort of talent or skill. And, you know, at that point, their ego probably gets boosted to some degree, and some people probably play into that, and maybe they have the narcissistic tendencies. I'm not a psychologist, so I can't fully analyze
Neither is Mo.
But most decided that this definition is wrong. Spike, I've been a live man and boy longer than you. But I have seen people that have reached the top of their profession without ever displaying any kind of narcissistic tendencies. It's not impossible, Spike. Narcissism is a very, very specific thing. Ego is different. And not all everybody that's driven has an ego. There are some performers, and you will see them in interviews, you will hear things that they say, you will read things, where they are constantly surprised at the adulation they get. There are some performers that don't even want to perform.
I think that's just Reddit when they say that. Because you know what I'm saying? Because people always ask, are you surprised that this album did so good? Oh, yeah, we didn't think it was going to be good. Everything they do, they thinking hope is going to be good.
I don't know. That's why.
So like, that's just a soundbite that they like to say.
You have a problem saying not everybody is a narcissist because you're a narcissist. And you don't want to be pointed out. Kristen, go ahead.
You too.
I'm not a narcissist.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, fine.
Good. I just wanted to explain to Spike a little bit why ego is not the same thing. Narcissism is not created as an adult. It is started to form in a person at like toddler age because they're not shown empathy.
Which one is not shown empathy at an infant stage?
A narcissist. That's the main characteristic of a narcissist. There's like 7 main traits of a narcissist. And that is like the main one is that they have a lack of empathy. They have zero clue how to have empathy for other people. Like they can't put themselves in other people's shoes.
Because they look at themselves above everybody.
And give me the definition of an ego.
Ego is what you think of yourself.
And a narcissist does it?
Being able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Say that again.
Your ego is like your one's value, like your self-worth. And how big you think that you are.
And hold on. And let me clarify this. You can have a healthy ego. An ego is not intrinsically bad. It's not an intrinsically bad word. No, narcissism is intrinsically bad. There are no good points to narcissism. There are no. What's a good point to narcissism?
Hold on a second. They think there are none.
There are none, Spike.
They think that they are the fastest person on the earth. Or they think they're the best basketball player or baseball or radio talk show host.
And they acted out without it being actually correct. That's not a healthy thing. That's not a good thing.
Yes, it is because it got them to that point.
There's a difference between having an ego.
Nobody agreed with him. He just took everybody's unwillingness to continue trying to explain to him.
So your point is... If everybody says something, then I should agree with it.
No, my point is that there is no... Thank you, Kristen. I'm not dismissing Kristen.
Because you're not talking to her anymore. Talk to her. Don't talk to me.
There's no good qualities to
narcissism. You didn't have this problem Wednesday, did you?
Not at all.
Talking about mothers and fathers.
Thank you. And it went real smooth, too. It went real smooth.
Really.
Narcissist right there. This show can't be good.
Lied.
See, they can't be good without him.
I'm gonna stay out of that one.
Hold on a second, Kristen. Do you think the show is better with or without me?
I think that it's more interesting. It has more character when you're there. Although it did take me a little while on Wednesday to notice that Mo was by himself.
Boom!
Counter programmer.
How you like me now?
Wait, hold on a second. So she gave you a positive thing?
Yeah.
She said it took her a while to figure out you was by yourself.
Took her a while to notice that you weren't even here, which is indicative of the actual importance of you being here.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.
Dude, you gotta hear this.